Doing here, I guess we're headed towards the question of Kosa Zakla, Chazain Zakla, by Hanukkah. It's Shabbos, starts Shabbos, Chafaf, Malaf. So for starters, we'll just get through the facts a little bit, just to get to the, essentially I want to take up, at least today, is the Machlokas of Kosa Zakla, Chazain Zakla. Okay? A famous question. So it starts off, Amar Huda. So three lines at the bottom, Chafaf, Malaf. Psilos, Ushmanim, Shamru, Chacham, Main Madlik, Bahem, B'Shabbos. Hey, the wicks. And the oils, which Chum said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. So the thing is, these wicks are wicks which are like, they give some sort of a bad light. They're not so good. So it's a chashash that a guy's on Shabbos, you're using the light. Right? You're using the light. It's the Shabbos candle. The point of the Shabbos candle is to use the light. So since it's like bad oil or bad wicks, it's a chashash, the guy's going to try to like tilt it or whatever to try to be able to use it better. And I guess, probably maybe you'll put it out, or maybe it's muksa, I'm not sure exactly, but it's both, right? Both. Okay, so therefore, so that's what happened. That's what wicks is talking about. The wicks, which are like poor lights, which there's a chash of the guy moving them on Shabbos, for Shabbos candles. And the question is, what about Hanukkah candles? Could you use these candles for Hanukkah? Could you use these oils or these wicks for Hanukkah candles? So it says, Ein madlikamayim b'chanukah, bein b'shabbos bein b'chon. So there's two questions on Hanukkah. One question is, Shabbos Chanukah and regular Chanukah, right? You'll see why it's different. But so it says, so Rav Huna is saying you can't use them on Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol. Okay, either way. Why? I'm over my time to Rav Huna. Why? What's wrong with it? Because Sav are Kavso Zakugla Umutil Shtamashlara. Two things. Kavso Zakugla means, Kavso means if it goes out, if Ner Chanukah goes out, Zakugla means the person is, like Zakuk is like he's like attached to it, or he's responsible to it. Okay? So it means, it doesn't mean he's responsibly attached to it, he's responsible to make sure that it stays lit or that it's lit for the entire time. So if he lights it and it goes out, Kavsa Zakukla means you're chayiv to relight it. Okay, so what does that have to do with this? So Rashi says Kavsa Ner Chanukah, if the Ner Chanukah goes out, Zakukla, Lisakna. He's Zakuk to it, to what? To fix it. Hilkach, therefore, tzarech l'chachila la'asos yafa. Therefore, originally, he has to make it good. Dilma pasha v'lo misakin la. Because maybe he's going to be poshaya, and he's not going to be negligent, he's not going to fix it. So if you would have held that you light it and then it's good, kavsa ein zakukla, doesn't matter if it goes out, it goes out, doesn't matter as long as you let it good. Then so you light it, maybe it'll go out, look, maybe it'll go out, big deal, it's amyotze anyways. But since I am responsible to make sure if it goes out to relight it, so that's a hard thing. I mean, the guy's going to have to sit there watching. Maybe it's going to go out. Then he's not going to end up being yotze if it goes out. So saying is that they said you shouldn't use these things in the first place, because if it does go out and you're negligent and you don't end up fixing it, you're not going to be yotze mitzvah, nir Chanukah. So therefore they said you should use a wick which is going to guarantee you the mitzvah of nir Chanukah. You shouldn't use these wicks, which is a good chance it's going to go out, and in those conditions, you can end up, if you're lazy, you're not going to end up fixing it. Okay, which is something that's alright, something that has to be understood. I mean, say, why are you so concerned? If it goes out, well, that's his problem. But we're not going to take that now, right? But, I mean, that's a question. I mean, it has to be analyzed. Then why don't you just say, let him use it, so if it goes out, he'll relight it. He wants to be careful about it, so he'll be careful about it. If he won't be careful about it, fine. Why isn't that up to him? But that's what Runa's al. Runa's saying is that you can't use these things on chila, because if they go out, you're not going to be careful, or it's a chashash, you're not going to be careful, so they said, forget it, don't use them. Okay? So that's why you can't use them. Okay? Then it says, and what about Shabbos? And what's the thing? Mutter l'shtamish ora, what does it mean, mutter l'shtamish ora? So mutter l'shtamish ora means the question of, could I use the Ner Chanukah for my own purposes? Could I read a book by it? Okay, that's the question. Am I allowed to read a book by Ner Chanukah? So Rav Huna's holding, yes, you are allowed to read a book. So why does that matter? Who cares? What does that have to do with this? So Rashi says, Hilkach b'Shabbos asur shemayatel tzorach tashmish. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's asur to use it. Because maybe I'm going to lean it. That is like, I'm going to lean the candle in order for the purpose of my usage. So the same way, on Shabbos, I can't use these things. On a regular Shabbos, I can use it for Shabbos candles because I'm worried, since it's a bad light, the guy's going to move it, right? And he can't allow him to move it on Shabbos. And so Chashash, since it's a bad light, he's going to move it. Same thing on Chanukah. Since Chanukah candles he holds, you're allowed to use, so you have the same Chashash.
in the same chashan, so therefore he can't use it on Shabbos either. Okay? Yeah. Tosis gets into it. It's interesting, because how do you know? In theory, there's a question. Anyone have gotten into a question here? In theory, there's a question. So that's the question. It does take it up. But, I mean, just going over Pshat, you see that. It says again, the reason why you can't use it on Chol is because if it may go out, then it's because Chazakuk Law, you're going to be responsible to it. We don't want to make the guy responsible to it. So we say, forget it. You got to, on Chol, you got to use a candle, which is good in the first place. And it says, why on Shabbos are you allowed, you're not allowed to use it? Oh, because maybe you're going to end up leaning it for your purposes. And he holds, you know, since you're allowed to use Ner Hanukkah, so there's a Chashash, you can end up moving it. So the question is, yeah, but, even if he didn't hold, let's say he held on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it. Let's say he held, you're not allowed to use the Ner of Ner Chanukah. So therefore, you don't have this chashash, maybe you're going to move it. Right? But wouldn't it still be also to use on Shabbos? Because the first reason. Because the first reason is enough to explain Shabbos and Chol. Right? The first reason is enough to explain Shabbos and Chol. Because saying, cause maybe it's going to go out. Let's say it goes out on Shabbos. Then it's even worse. You're not only going to be lazy, you're not allowed to relight it. So you're not going to be able to miss Ner Chanukah. So, that first reason alone would be enough to explain his shita. Enough to explain why he can't use it on Shabbos or Chol. So how does the Gemara know, how does Rava know, that Rav Huna also holds by the second principle? that it's Mezor Shlomo Shabbos. Okay. So we're not going to take it up. But it just if you're reading the Gemara carefully, you'll see that's a problem which presents itself. But I think that's his Tosfos on the bottom here. Mezor Shlomo Shabbos. Okay? Fine. So he's saying, okay. His basic thing he says, because the fact that he says, Bein b'chol, Bein b'shabbos, implies that there are two reasons why he can't. In other words, just say, he can't use it for Hanukkah. I think Bein b'chol, Bein b'shabbos, it gives an implication that there's two different reasons. So what's the second? Why is Shabbos an additional Chiddush? So it's saying, no, because this is the other thing on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use the light. You're allowed to use the light, so therefore it's a separate problem. Okay, fine, but let's move forward. Okay? So essentially, the main thing here is that you see he's holding Kavsa, Zakukla means if it goes out, the guy is responsible to the near. Okay, so further thing more. So that's Rehuna. So Rehuna holds that Kavsa Zakukla. Okay, if it goes out, you have to relight it. Amar Zera Marab Silus Shmon Shomer Chamei Manlikum Am Shabbos. Those wicks which the Chum say now use on Shabbos Manlikum Am Chanukah Bein Bechol Bein Beshabbos. You could use it Chol and Shabbos, doesn't matter. You're always allowed to use these wicks on Chanukah. Right on Chanukah. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, my time the Rav. Why was Rav saying? Because Savar Kavsa Ein Zakukla. First of all, he holds if it goes out, you're not chayev to relight it. So therefore, what? Therefore, what? If it goes out, you're not chayev to relight it. Therefore, what? Therefore, you're allowed to use them. Because I will go. Maybe it'll go out. Okay, I don't care if it goes out. Look, it doesn't matter anyways. Because you did the mitzvah good. If it goes out. It goes out. So what's the problem? So you're allowed to use it on Chol. But still, why are you allowed to use it on Shabbos? Why aren't you choshish the guy's going to come and try to move it? It says, umutter, and it's also to use the light. So therefore, you're not worried. Since you're not allowed to use the light of Chanukah candles anyways, you're not worried. The guy's going to try to adjust it to be able to use it well. Because everyone knows you're not allowed to use them anyways. So therefore, since he holds that makes sense. He has to hold both of them. To make it mutter on Chol and Shabbos, he has to hold both of these. Okay, Rashi. Ein zogla hilkach b'chol shari, therefore it's mutter during the week. Also shlam shalora. Why is also shlam shalora? He says, she hei nikr shehu ner mitzvah. The Rashi's explanation, why can't you use the light? Because it has to be nikr, noticeable, clear that it's a ner of mitzvah. But lekel mecha shlatiyah. And therefore, since you're not using it, you're not worried that you're going to move. Okay? So again, that in its own right is a discussion. What's the machlokas of whether or not you're allowed to use the light or not? Okay, that's a different sugya, and I can do that one either. But that's something else that, you know, if you're really doing this sugya light, that would be another issue to take up. What's the machlokas of whether or not you're allowed to use the light? Okay, but again, we're not here for that. Okay? Okay. So right here we have, for now let's take two shikas. And comes zakla, comes ain't zakla. Okay? Forget again. Leave the question of also Shlomo Shlomo or Shlomo Shlomo out of it. Okay, different discussion. So the question is a basic question. Okay, if the candle, if the Ner Chanukah goes out, right? Ner Chanukah goes out. Am I obligated to relight it, or do you say no? Okay, I did the mitzvah. No problem. I'm yotze. Okay, I went out. What do you want me to do? Okay, that's machlokas. So the question is, what's the spark for that? Okay, so he's saying good. So the question is like this: So you haven't appears some funny. You have a natural. I mean, so maybe you get insight into what they're really grappling with here. Is that
you have in Pirsum, I mean, one argument, the basic argument is Rafi's argument, is that Pirsum is an effect. There's such a thing called Pirsum, publicizing the miracle, right? And what causes publicizing the miracle is that there are candles in your window and people are they're there for people to see. Right? I mean, I don't know if it necessarily means the guy, there has to be the guy to walk by, but what's Pirsum, the Mefarsim, is that there are candles in my window for a certain amount of time. So if I light my candle for a second and then it goes out, what kind of Pirsum is that? That's not Pirsum, that's just I lit the candle. But Pirsum is the nature of this mitzvah, is so to speak, a goal-oriented mitzvah. It's there. It's not just like taking a lulav. Taking a lulav is an action. You take a lulav in the yotzei. But here the whole thing is you're trying to produce a certain effect to publicize the miracle. So that's the case. How can you say you're yotzei the miracle, the mitzvah, if there's no publication going on? Publicization, whatever. Right? How could that be? So that's his argument, right? But then, so what's the counter-argument to that? So I think Ben and Jake were saying, good, is that that's true. Is that the objective here, so to speak, if you could argue, yeah, you'll say back to Rafi, that's philosophically, that's very true. The objective is, but Pearson, but after all, what kind of mitzvah is it to publicize? I mean, publicize is an amorphous kind of a thing. Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, you're not going to wear posters and all kinds of things, but that's the philosophy of the thing, that's the point here, that's what we're going for. But what kind of a mitzvah is that? What kind of halachic formulation is it that you have to publicize America? I mean, that's totally vague. That's no, you know, where's the mitzvah? So what's the mitzvah? My mitzvahs are usually have a compact form, you know? It's not like this, like, this idea that when am I yotzei my mitzvah? According to you, Rafi, when am I yotzei my mitzvah? I light the candle, and I wait there for a half, like it's a kind of a long mitzvah, you know what I mean? Like a mitzvah is usually a compact kind of a thing, you know? My mitzvah. You know, here my mitzvah is like this vigilance for a half hour to sit to light the candle and wait there every second. I mean, that's true in terms of the result of a publication, but a mitzvah is usually like a compact form. What's the maisa mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Mitzvah is normally a maisa. So what do they say? They say the mitzvah is a maisa of lighting a nair of Pirsum. That's the mitzvah. To light a nair in a public place that it will last, that's its nature, whatever it is, to last. Right? So that's the mitzvah has halacha. It's true that Torah is that the Rabbanan are trying to create an effect, but it has to be halacha. So what's the halacha? The halacha is a maisa mitzvah. The maisa had halacha of an air in a public place with oil in it, right? It's not obviously not lighting it that it's designed to go out in a minute, but it happened to go out, whatever it is. So the mitzvah, as again, the philosophy, yes, that's what they're going for. But you're assuming not every guy's light of candles is going to go out in a minute. So the mitzvah is doing my son lakov, and there's a person doing my son lakov. But now you did the mitzvah. Now the wind came. Now what's being mechayev me? I was yotzei. The second I lit it, I did the mitzvah. I was yotzei. Now I went out and there's no person. Look, it's true. I agree with you. Unfortunately, there's no person tonight in this house. But what's mechayev me to go back? To say that, like, it's like the zika on the gavra, that the gavra is like bound to the mitzvah. I mean, where do you see a structure like that? What kind of mitzvah is that? It's like he has to produce an effect that's lacking as a formulation. So that seems to be what they're grappling with. I mean, I think we're not done yet, because we're going to have to go back to the other side. I mean, it sounds like a good argument. I mean, so what is the other side going to say? You know what I mean? Like, how do you? I mean, you can't just leave that. It's just the result. I mean, how? Still has to be halachic. He has to answer that question. You know what I mean? But before that, so it seems what they're grappling with here is that you're trying to make a mitzvah out of Pirsum, which is really by its nature an effect, yet you're trying to make it halacha. And halacha is a maisa. You know what I mean? Halacha in general is a maisa mitzvah. So that's the question, is how are you going to set it up here? Are you going to, so to speak, just focus on the effect, which we're going to have to define exactly how they did that, but look, since the whole thing is an effect, they somehow incorporated that effect into the mitzvah. Somehow, that's what we have to say how. Because that's the essence here, is the effect. So how could you just forget about the effect and blindly say, Maisa HaMaisa, Maisa HaLaka. Yeah, but what about the effect? So that has to somehow be in the mitzvah? Or do you say no? That simply, that it's true, that's the reason for it. But when it comes to the halachic, the end of the halachically, it doesn't, that's not taken into account. You know what I mean? Like that's, what's going to give here? Something's going to have to give. The precision of your halachic formulation, or the goal, the philosophical objective here. Something's going to have to give. You know.
So maybe we could try to go explain now, though, how is halachically the sheet that's going to say kafsa zakhla? I mean, what's the halacha? I mean, it is a good question. What's the mitzvah? What is how exactly, what's the mitzvah? To produce the effect? Like, what is that? Like, what does that even mean, you know? Like, for instance, here's a good question. That's a good question. So let's say there's a question of halakha was a mitzvah or hanacha was a mitzvah. Okay? What does that mean? It means, let's say, I guess the best case is, let's say I have to light it by the window, right? So let's say what I do is I take a candle, I light it in my kitchen. Not by the window, you know? I light it. And then what I do is I take the candle and I carry it out to the window. You know, carry it to the place of Ner Hanukkah. Or let's say I had a yahrzeit candle. Last night, 2 days ago, was a yahrzeit, you know, and I had this candle that lasts forever, you know, lasts for a week, you know, and then I take it, it was lit already from beforehand, and then I take it and I put it by the window, right? Take it and put it by the window. So does that work?
No.
So it turns out that's totally in a question. Halakos mitzvah or hanachos mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the lighting or is the mitzvah the placing of the thing? But we hold, the Gemara concludes, hadlakos mitzvah. The lighting is the mitzvah. That does not work. You see, for instance, what's the bracha? Hadlik ner shel Chanukah. It's not lehaniach ner shel Chanukah or something, you know. So, I mean, that's a different sugya. What's that question? But the punchline is we hold hadlaka as a mitzvah. It's hadlaka. So, if you're going to tell me the effect is the mitzvah, piersum, right? The effect. So, well, that should work. That should work. I just take your candle, put it by the window. Everyone walks by. You don't have to come on to your cases of put up signs. You say signs, well, that's not the mitzvah. Signs, mitzvah is. It's through a nair, you know? I mean, you can't just make up anything. There has to be a way to do it. But so why can't I just put the nair? There's a nair there. Why do I, like, what role? I mean, he's not totally rejecting, my point is, you see, he's not totally rejecting the idea of ma'isa mitzvah, of ma'isa adlaka, because after all, he's going to make a shekhar shonos uswanu lahadik nair shal chanukah. Does it say anywhere he didn't make that bracha? Doesn't seem that way. He definitely made that bracha. Right. And he certainly would hold you have to do hadlaka. So how is it? So what's his definition now? Like, is it the hadlaka? Like, now he also recognizes hadlaka as being something, but not the end all. So it's like two-part mitzvah. I have to light it. And also I have to, if it goes out, make sure I relight it. Like, it becomes an amorphous kind of a thing, you know? And what do you say? I just have to be mefarsim? That's not true either. Because I put it at the thing, I'm being mefarsim. That's not, you know? So halachically, could we define this as a position? Okay? He definitely wants to somehow make some sort of a fancy play to work the effect into the mitzvah. But that's the question. How so? How is that possible? Okay, I was saying like this, is that you have in halacha an idea of like sometimes a maisa mitzvah and a kiyama mitzvah. Okay, what's the idea of maisa mitzvah and kiyama mitzvah? So I'd say an example to illustrate it maybe is let's say Simchas Yantov. Okay, Simchas Yantov. So the mitzvah of Simchas Yantov, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Simchas Yantov. So Simchas, how do you accomplish Simchas Yantov? You know, how do we accomplish Simchas Yantov? What do we do?
Yayin.
Basar v'yayin, right? Ramsay, Insuchal, Basar, Insuchal, v'yayin. Basar v'yayin. Right? Basar v'yayin. Now, let's assume, for instance, I don't like meat, and I hate wine. And I feel sick, you know? And I eat meat and wine, and it doesn't make me any happier than before. And on the contrary, it makes me sad. So am I going to the mitzvah?
Yeah.
So you could say yeah, but I think the answer, it depends. I'll tell you what it depends upon. Okay, I'll tell you the argument to say you're not yosef. Is that the kiyam hamitzvah? What's the fulfillment? The kiyam mitzvah is what's the objective of the mitzvah? Well, the mitzvah is really simcha. Simcha is like a kiyam belev. It's an internal state. Simcha. Simcha is happiness. You feel good. A certain happiness, right? But you can't have a mitzvah to be happy. Well, what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah needs a maisa. So the maisa ha mitzvah is basar yayin, right? Achilas basar siyas yayin. But the maisa is not the kiyam. Usually, you take a lulav. That's the maisa ha mitzvah, and that's the kiyam. That's the fulfillment. What is my fulfillment? That I took a lulav. That I held the lulav. That I picked up a lulav. See here, the maisa is so to speak the means to get the kiyam, to get the fulfillment. But they don't line up. The maisa ha mitzvah is the drinking and the eating. But the kiyam, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is the state of simcha which results. It's the kiyam belev which results from that eating and drinking. So I can't just
decide to like tell jokes and be happy. That's not the. That's the, I may have that state of mind, but the Torah, but halacha is a system, and the system is that there's a maisa, there's a way to bring it about for the kiyum to result. But that doesn't mean that the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, is the form which it takes. No, the form is the, so to speak, the means of getting to the goal of simcha. The halachic, halachified method of reaching simcha is through basar yayin. So the maisa mitzvah is basar yayin. But the kiyam, the fulfillment, is that state of simcha. So if I'm if I don't like wine, and if I don't, it's not simcha, so then I'm just doing an action, I'm drinking and eating. What does that have to do with simcha? It's nothing to do with it. The kiyam could be separate from the maisa. You know? That's one type of structure. It's not normal. I mean, normal halachic structures don't work that way. I mean, I think the Rav wanted to say in Avelis you have a similar thing. I think so. He wanted to say it's like Avelis is a kiyam belayif. You do might say Avelis, but the kiyam is really like an internal type of a kiyam. You're moved by in a certain kind of a way. But whatever. But it's not a normal structure. Again, normally the maisa mitzvah and the kiyam mitzvah are one and the same. They're one and the same. Fine. So the thing is, I mean, I think the Rav had a lot of idea examples of that type of thing, where you can have mitzvahs, where the maisa mitzvahs is one thing, the kiyam mitzvah is separate from it, you know? So maybe the halacha is here, according to Rav Huna, I guess it is, right? Rav Huna, is that the maisa mitzvah is halacha sanah. Okay, and that's why you can't not light on air, you can't do hanacha. You need halacha, that's the mitzvah, that's the maisa mitzvah, that's the bracha, like, there's the chanukah. But what's the kiyam mitzvah? Kiyum mitzvah, there's not no idea just to light a candle. The kiyum is really the piercing. Kiyum, that's the kiyum, is the piercing, which is the result, the effect. You like, just like by simcha, the kiyum is the internal state. The kiyum here is the effect, the piercing. And the piercing takes place by the candle being in the window for a long time. But you can't have a mitzvah to make sure the candle, because that's not a maisa. So the maisa is the hadlaka, because that's the action which in general is going to produce that result. But the fulfillment comes through the effect of the piercing, which is through the existence of the candle there. So if I just do the maisa and it goes out, so technically I did the maisa, but it didn't reach its objective. The kiyam mitzvah is in the effect of piercing. So that effect takes place when it's last. So I'm zakuk to it. I have to make sure it's going to stay there, because otherwise I did the maisa without the kiyam. You know what I mean? Well, but the other shita and the way we hold is not. That they didn't do that. That's a cumbersome structure. Halachically, that's a cumbersome structure. I mean, you have instances of it. But in general, that's not the way a mitzvah is. I mean, a mitzvah in general, the maisa and the kiyam are linked up. I mean, the kiyam of mitzvah is that I did the maisa. So what they did is, what they did according to other shita, is that the maisa and the kiyam are both in the halakas. You light an air shell piercing, that's the mitzvah, that's the kiyam of mitzvah, that's all. I mean, so the question is, did they, when you have a mitzvah here whose goal is piercing, which is an effect, but it's halacha, and halacha is normally the normal halachic structure, is just a maizah mitzvah, that's it. Did they incorporate that effect, that philosophical objective, into the mitzvah in the form of upholding the kiyam and tying the kiyam to that effect? Or did they say they follow a normal halachic structure and say, no? The mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is hadlaka, and the kiyam is hadlaka also. I mean, they didn't. That's the question. You have a poll here. Something's going to give. Either you're going to have a, you're going to ignore the philosophy and go with a straight halachic formula, or you're going to have to include the philosophy, but you're going to have to set up a more complex halachic structure. You know what I mean? A more amorphous type of a structure. So that's the machlokes. You know what I mean? It's not amorphous. It's true. It's not amorphous. By saying the kiyam, the mice and the kiyam, the thing. It's not amorphous. It's not a normal. It's out of the ordinary for a structure. It's more cumbersome. It's more of a cumbersome structure. So less of a simplicity. I mean, a system in halacha, simplicity is of a formulation is a factor. You have a lot of mitzvahs which have objectives, but the kiyam isn't tied in with the objective. I mean, a lot of mitzvahs are like that. Of course, philosophical objectives. Not every philosophical objective is incorporated into the mitzvah in the form of a kiyam. It's not normal. It's complicated. It's a more complicated formula. You know. So the question is what is, does the tam here, the philosophy here, warrant setting up this more complex formulation or no? It doesn't. I mean, that's totally in your intuition about how the halakhic systems can operate and how the halakhic set up here. I mean,
It's a big question.
Okay, so we'll go a little further just to set up the next problem for tomorrow, okay? Because tomorrow, my man's not going to be here tomorrow also, I think. He's sick or something. Okay. He's really sick, right? Yeah. Okay. So it says like this. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Dovaye. Mishmei Dov Yomiya. Velo Kibla. No, did I skip something? No, I think I'm good, right? Yeah, okay. So they said this halacha in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, namely, I guess that you're not allowed to use these things. I'm sorry, that you're allowed to use them on Chanukah. Okay, and he didn't accept it. Kiyotza Ravin, Amru Kameh Dabaye, Mishmei Derev Yochanan. They said it in front of me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Kibla, and he accepted it. Amar Izakoy, if I was Zocha, Gamirti Osmite Mekara. I would have learned this, that this was the fact originally. Okay, when they originally told me, it would have been much better had I learned this earlier. Had I learned that this was the halacha earlier. So the Gemara says, "Vel gamra." Oh, but you learned it. He's saying, now you know the fact. He's saying, who cares that? He's upset. He's upset that he didn't learn it earlier. Well, but now you learned it. Who cares? What's the difference if you would have had this knowledge earlier? You would have had this knowledge now. So he says, no. Nafka mina ligersa diankasa. The difference is for the learning of your youth. Rashi says. Says Miskayim Yoser Michel Zikna. Okay, it lasts better than something you learn when you're older. Something you learn when you're younger stays with you in a different kind of a way than if you learn when you're older. So he's saying he wished he would have learned this thing when he was younger. He wished he would have known that conclusion. Okay, fine, whatever. That's a separate problem. I mean, that has to be analyzed, but let's leave that go, okay? So now the Gemara says like this. It says Vikavsa in Zakukla. So the conclusion of the Gemara, it seems to be, is that really we hold Kavsa in Zakukla. Right? Because that's what he's saying. I wish I would have heard that was the psak, right? But that's the psak. So the kavsa in zakagla, is that true? That if it goes out, you don't have to relight it? V'ramenu. V'ramenu. Mitzvasa mishatishka hachamar. There's a contradiction. Mitzvasa hachamar. The mitzvah is from shkias hachama until the people are off the streets. Okay? Until the end of rush hour. Right? So my love, what does that mean? Doesn't it mean the kavsa hadamatlikla? Doesn't that mean that if it goes out, you have to relight on it? Me shetishkama from shkia until the people on the streets. Doesn't that mean that it has to last from shkia? It's telling you how long it has to last for. So doesn't that mean that if it goes out, you have to keep stick at it? Kavsa zakukla? Doesn't that imply kavsa zakukla? So how are you telling me kavsa inzakukla? This is an open statement. Seems to be saying the opposite. So the Gemara says, love. No, it's not a contradiction. What does it mean? D'ilo adlik matlik. It means, if you didn't light it, let's say, for instance, the time is Shkia. Let's say I didn't light it at Shkia. So could I still light it? So the answer is yes. Until when? Until Tichler Gemara Shak. So it's telling you, doesn't mean that you then, if it goes out, you have to relight it. You don't have to relight it. But it's telling you, when's the Zman? When's the latest you could light it? So it's saying, well, when's the time in which I could light it? So it's saying, I could light it from Shkia until the end of rush hour. But it's not telling me that it has to last that entire time. It's just saying, I have to do it in that time. If I miss that time, then that's it. It's too late, it's over, time's over, no one's on the streets, no person, that's it. So when it's telling you, mitzvah, 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 it's telling you this man on the mitzvah. Okay? So it's not okay, fine. That's one answer. Mar says, inami leshiura. Or I'll tell you maybe something else. So what does it mean when it says mitzvasa from shkia until tefach mashok? It's the shear. What's the shear mean? So Rashi says shehei bas shemen kashir hazeh, that you have to have oil in the candle like that shear, that amount. But if it goes out, you have to relight it. So what does it mean? It means it's saying is not pshat that it has, you have to stay there and relight it. But it means when I light my candle, how much oil does it have to be? Has to be the amount of time that it would be from Shkia to Tefach HaMashiach. Let's say a half hour.
Right.
So I have to light it, I have to put in a half hour worth of oil into my candle. Does that mean it has to last a half hour? No, it doesn't mean it has to last that amount. It just means that's how much oil. If it goes out, it goes out. Look, it's not my problem. But in general, in normal conditions, it's going to last that amount of time. It's going to last that amount of time. So you have two answers. Does it mean that that's when you could light it until, or does it mean, no, if it goes out, that's how much oil you have to put into it? So now, what's interesting is, are these answers arguing? We have to define these answers, but are they arguing? Are they both true? Are they, you know? And let me ask you a question. Let's say the guy's shiur. Let's say I light it. Let's say it's a half hour, right? Let's say from 4:30 to 5 o'clock. Let's say that was the time. Let's say I light it at 4:45. How much oil do I have to put in?
Yeah.
Right? How much time? According to the Gaila Shiur, what would you say?
Half hour.
Half hour, it would seem, right? Seemed like a half hour, so that's funny. Really? Well, what's that going to do? I mean, it's going to be after the time of Pearson. You know what I mean? Like a half hour. Let's say, according to the second guy, let's say I miss 5 o'clock. Can I light it at 5:30? No. According to the second guy. First guy says, he's on the Malik. One second guy sounds like I could, right?
Yeah.
Say 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 in the morning.
Yeah.
On the Pearson Mazan. Right? I mean, so let's say the Tosis. So you may think that they're not arguing. You may say, and the Rambam brings them both down, but you may suggest they're both true. First of all, this is the time when I light it, and also that's how much oil. Tosis doesn't run the way. Tosis, Dilo Adlik Madlik. Yes. Aval Mikan Ve'elachavar Azman. So according to the first sheet, this is Dilo Adlik Madlik. It says, but if after that, if you light it after, let's say, 5 o'clock in our case, that's it. Time's up. Okay? So Omer Riporus Yeshizor Lahadlik Balayla Miyad Shalayachar Yosher Midai. So therefore, he's saying that you should make sure you light it right away, 4:30, because if you wait too long, if you start being lazy about it, you can miss the time, right? But he says, but Umikal Makom, and this is the punchline, Im Icher, if you do get late, okay, it gets to 5 o'clock, Yadlik Misafek, you should still light it Misafek. Because the Gemara gives another answer. There's two answers. So according to the first answer, like 5 o'clock, forget it, it's all over. But according to the second answer, what does it mean? It means the shear. So it doesn't say anywhere about when to light it. You can light it all night long, as long as you put in a half hour worth of oil. So therefore you could do it. So that's what he's saying, is that if you miss 5 o'clock, you should light a misafik. I guess don't make a bracha, but you should do it. You should do it, because according to the second sheet, it's still a mitzvah. Right? So it turns out, so you see Tosis is learning that it's really a machlokas between the two. There are two answers in machlokas. Yeah. According to the first sheet, you can light it only in this half hour window. How much oil do you put in according to the first sheet?
Half hour.
It doesn't seem to be, it's not clear. I mean, right. either say a second, doesn't matter, but it's hard to imagine a second.
Right.
Let's say you lit at 4:45. Maybe you'd say 15 minutes. You know, maybe you'd say is whatever is left in the time. Or it's vague, it's unclear, but it's definitely not a half hour. You know what I mean? Definitely not a half hour no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that has to be explained. Like, what's his logic? Why doesn't he hold by the amount of time? You know? And according to the second sheet, though, you could light it all night long as long as you put in a half hour. Which sounds a little bit weird, because you're lighting it at 3 in the morning. So it says, oh, how long are you going to put in a half hour? Why? Because that's how long people are on the street for. Yeah, but what do you mean people on the street for? There's no one on the street now.
Right.
So first of all, how is it Pearson altogether? It sounds like that's certainly not Pearson. At least if you're lighting it and it goes out, you'll say, at least it's Pearson. Like, look, I did the action and it would have been Pearson. But 3 in the morning, how's that? What kind of Pearson is that? That's not Pearson. And also, it sounds like a game. What are you putting in a half hour? Because if I would have lit it at 4:30, that's how long people would have been on the street. Like, what is that? Where does that come from? You know what I mean? So that's what they explain. What's the machlokas between these two ways, and answer the questions within two of them. Okay, but we'll finish Tosis. Just pshat. He says the lariner the ata in lachash masayadlik. He says nowadays we don't have to worry when you light it. Anu ein lano hakera el of nebayis. Right, midligim efneim. He says this is the famous sheet of Tosis that nowadays that there was a time of sakana that they switched the mitzvah. There was time of sakana you couldn't light it outside, so because it was dangerous, people would kill you if they saw your light in the chana. So therefore they had to light it inside. So he holds that then the Pearson was switched. Now the Pearson is really for the people in the house.
Right.
Not for the people outside, but it's for the people inside your house. The people may buy it. So he says, therefore, I don't care when you light it, as long as people are around, people are up, whatever, you can light it. So he says, that's the famous Shita Tosis. But that's a side point, you know, because the machlokas here is in the original formulation of the mitzvah, which is for the people on the street. So you can't, it's a new point, you know what I mean? But the guy, for instance, who says light at 3 o'clock in the morning isn't because of the people in your house, because that's a new idea. But the idea is even without that. All right. Okay, so we'll stop here.